This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Ecker.
I'm Lisa Koenig.
And I'm Jasmine Garcia.
Democratic Illinois State Senator Bill Cunningham of Chicago introduced a bill this year that would make it nearly impossible to obtain recordings of 911 calls. Right now, you can ask for the recordings under the state's Freedom of Information Act. Cunningham says hearing the 911 recordings from Sandy Hook Elementary School in Connecticut inspired him to sponsor the bill. He says that victims could be traumatized by hearing the recordings, and he cites their right to privacy. Cunningham says he also respects the public's right to know, so there would be a few cases in which the recordings would be made available, such as when the caller gives permission or perhaps after a recording is played in court. I think he's going down a slippery slope here. I don't believe there should be restrictions on the release of 911 calls. Do either of you feel that way? Do you agree with what he's suggesting here? Or do you agree that there are some problems with what he wants to do?
Problems. I think there are problems with what he wants to do. Mm-hmm. You have to balance the person's right to privacy, the people and the tapes, with the public's right to know. And that's when journalists need to use their judgment. Is the public's right to know greater than the possibility that a victim might be traumatized hearing this again? And as you were saying before we recorded, you don't ask for every 911 tape, but there are times when it might add some clarity to a story or shed some light on something. So why put a whole ban? Why squelch that entirely? Why not just leave it up, you know, available to journalists, and, you know, we put our trust in journalists to use good judgment.
Well, since you referenced it, let's talk about a couple local cases. Mm-hmm. One happened just about a year ago on Wheeler Street in Macomb, when the police department received a 911 call from someone. It sounded like the person was in danger. They surrounded this house. There was a standoff, as it turned out, with an empty house for about 5 hours. And we tried for a long time to get the audio of the 911 call so we could hear what had transpired. Mm-hmm. Just a couple weeks ago, there was a case where someone was strangled during a fight on East Pierce Street. And we have not asked. I don't think any reporters have asked for the 911 audio there. I thought about it, but this is a case where I decided, well, what purpose would that serve to hear that 911 audio? And I don't think it really served any purpose. And I think most reporters are fairly judicious about their request. In that case, the strangulation case, there's no purpose to hear the 911 audio. As far as the Wheeler Street case, there was every reason in the world, mm-hmm. including to help the investigation. And someone might recognize the voice on that phone call. But police, it took a long time before police were finally willing to release it after I talked to the Illinois Attorney General's office and filed a Freedom of Information Act request. They finally turned it over to us.
Right. I remember because our student reporters were also covering that case, and they are on the scene there with you. I was there as well. I remember that. And people were wondering the whole time as we were reporting and after we reported that, it ended up being a hoax, why did police take the call so seriously? Well, when they finally released that phone call to 911 operators, it really did sound like a legitimate call for help with someone in the background yelling mm-hmm. at this person to put the phone down. And who were they calling? It sounded legitimate to me. And that struck me, well, this is exactly why there were so many police agencies on scene. This is why there were four or five agencies here, because they legitimately believed it to be real. And if anyone listening to that, I think would have believed the same thing.
Yeah, the police department's excuse for not immediately releasing the audio was that it was an ongoing investigation. Mm-hmm. But when I talked to the Attorney General's office, they pointed out that this, like I said earlier, This actually could help the ongoing investigation because someone might recognize the voice of the caller, and that's one of the people they were trying to track down.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think they ever did track down the female. If I know there was a male that was charged in that.
Correct.
I don't know if anything ever happened with the woman.
They were never able to pin down mm-hmm. who actually made the call.
Right.
And a few years ago in Macomb, when there was the shooting at Farm King, police released the audio the very next day from the 911 call as a way of demonstrating what an outstanding job the 911 dispatchers had done. And there's certainly nothing wrong with that, but I think this is the reason, one of the reasons why 911 audio should be available to the public so you can hear how these people are performing because they're paid with the public's money, correct?
Right. You know, 911 calls, they might be something painful for people to relive again mm-hmm. and even hearing again if they use the news actually does use the audio. But it's something that reporters use to help bring the case to the public, bring either awareness or help the investigation along. And it is something that we need to have access to, regardless if it is painful for people. And it's not always going to be easy for people to hear those back. And, you know, I can sympathize with people, but we have a job to do as well, just like anyone else. And those 911 calls are part of the investigation that we do.
And I just come back to the public's right to know, and I wonder, you know, this bill was inspired by the Sandy Hook tapes being released. Mm-hmm. And I have to confess, when that came out, I didn't go and listen to them. I didn't want to hear them. Even though I'm just part of the audience, I'm not mm-hmm. even connected to that story, but it was just such a sad story. So I just wonder if you heard them and if you think there are cases where sometimes the tapes are just played for the sake of drama or titillation and when maybe there isn't so much news value.
There was a lot of talk when the tapes were released, when that audio was released, whether it was necessary to do so. I've never listened to it. I have no need. I have no interest in listening to that audio.
Right.
Of course, you always have the option, I think, as it sounds like all three of us mm-hmm. did. You know, if it comes on a station you're listening to or watching, change the channel, change the frequency, or shut off the radio or TV. Mm-hmm. And certainly if you're browsing online and you come across the audio, just go to another website. You do have that choice as a member of the audience. All right, we've run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.